Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Across the country, classrooms are in crisis. Students are showing up ready to learn, but their schools don't even have funding for even the most basic supplies. On Donors Choose, you can change that. Your donation puts books, art supplies, and student smiles into the classrooms that need them most. Tis the season for action. Choose students. Make a difference today. Donate now at donorschoose.org/local.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, today it's weirdly warm for this time of the year. Tomorrow, it will be freezing again. And you know who loves that? Mushrooms. You may have some clumps of them appearing on your lawn at the moment, so is this something to be concerned about? Bill O'Day is a mycologist. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So these things do seem to kind of spring up almost overnight, and they look a bit creepy.
Yes.
Are they doing...
Interesting how... The Irish word, one of the Irish words for mushroom is fosinaenia. Grows overnight.
Yeah.
So you said it there, yeah?
Yeah, indeed, yeah. And so is this something to be concerned about if they suddenly appear in your lawn?
Well, no, there's no reason to be concerned. I mean, they're there anyway. So, you know, in healthy soil... it's full of all these mycorrhizal and fungal threads, and they're performing a very important role there. You know, they're helping to bring nutrients back to the roots of all the different plants and that in your garden, and they're essential, like for your plants to thrive. And in healthy soil, you could have, I mean, an example is that in a piece of soil the size of a sugar cube, you could have 120 meters of these little threads.
Wow!
You know that it's full of them, and they're all, it's part of, you know, soil is a living thing, and it's only when people see the mushroom is a temporary fruiting body that's produced under certain circumstances. And its job is just to propagate, to spread spores. And it's usually there, you know, not for long. I mean, sometimes it's only there for a day, and sometimes it could be a bit longer. But its job is like the apple on a tree, you know, to spread the spores and propagate the organism.
But so generally speaking, it's not damaging the lawn. It's actually doing it some good.
It's doing it good, yeah. And you know, you'll see on the lawn, you'll see some of your fairy rings and things, you know, where it's not treated. If you treat your lawn with, you know, high phosphate fertilizers and things like that, you'll, you know, there's fungicides in some of them as well. They'll kill everything in the soil. But in natural soil, you've got this, you will have this present, and it's doing its job. It's recycling some of the, you know, nutrients from any of the grass that dies or the mosses that die, and it's rotting those down and bringing the nutrients back into the soil and feeding them to the roots of the different plants and the grass, and that's the way nature intends it, you know. And it's not only that, it's sequestering carbon, it's absorbing carbon, and it actually builds those threads with carbon. And they reckon about a third of the carbon stored in the world is through fungi threads under the ground.
And can they be at all poisonous if, say, you've got a pet in the back garden that might take an owl nibble out of it?
Yeah, some of those mushrooms, you might have a reaction if a dog eats them. And it's funny, there's mushrooms we can eat that dogs can't eat. But, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. You know, and some of them may be poisonous to humans. But it's, you know, there wouldn't be many that would grow in grass that are seriously poisonous to humans. I mean, probably the one thing that grows in grass is the magic mushroom, the Liberty Cup.
Right.
You know, you may have that in your garden, but
Okay, so if your dog eats if your dog eats a magic mushroom and just like lies down in the corner and listens to Jimi Hendrix for 4 hours, then that's not to worry about.
Well, it depends. I mean, you know, it's if your teenager does it or someone else does it, are they doing any harm or not? Some people think they are. I don't know. But I think dogs are happy enough.
Bill, thanks a million for talking to us. That was Bill O'Day there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.